dun, dun, dun. Is it a robot? Robot or not?
John, Matt wrote in, and he's got a problem with you. He's got an issue with you, a beef, about Accidental Tet Podcast, episode 643. Here's the thing that you said.
There'll be a computer voice saying, just a moment, Casey Liss will be back here in a moment. We're ringing him now because you've left him on hold for an hour. It'd be great if they said that to the person, but those people don't have it. But anyway, those people can also deploy a system as like, well, we're not going to bother our operators until we know that we have a live person. So it's their robot talking to your robot about who's going to be back when and who's going to be called when.
Aha. So Matt has caught you using a colloquial robot, their robot talking to your robot. And what Matt's question is does John ignore his designations of robot in real life? And by the way, I thought we established podcasting is not real life, but apparently John, our listener Matt has decided now that it is. So he's calling you on the carpet for using robot inappropriately on ATP.
If you've listened to a lot of my podcasts, you may have heard myself and other hosts refer to many things as robots that are not robots. For example, I think Merlin is the creator of describing putting some information, quote, in the robot, which is whatever shared text channel we're currently using, whether it's messages or a chat room or Slack or whatever. That's not a robot either.
Covered that 10 years ago in episode 31.
Yeah, right. So that's
my
like,
T-Robot. Which I call the T-Robot, it is not a robot.
Right. And so those words come up, they're fun. They're usually like fun or humor-based, or they're a bit, and that gets extended. And me referring to the automated voice systems as robots is an extension of the humorous, exaggerated, like, I mean, you're trying to refer to something as a mindless automation that is not a human. It's not a literal robot. It is a robot in the same way that telling someone to put that in the robot means put it into the shared text channel that we're using. That text channel is not a robot, and neither is the voice system.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's humor and bits. And you need a lot of context for that. Granted, you need to have listened to the podcast. Like, why is he referring to this as a robot? Especially things like text channels. But after a while, you pick up on it, and it does sound a little funny, and T-Robot sounds more fun than
exactly.
Hot water maker.
Exactly. And don't forget, it's a tea basket dropper and razor. But again, this is more fun to say.
Robot or not.